You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands of members of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community have voiced their opposition to Australia Day. In Melbourne, organisers of a rally marked what they describe as a day of mourning for the Indigenous community. Mariki Onus says she'd prefer not to celebrate the National Day, which marks the arrival of British explorers at Sydney Cove in 1788.
Well, Australia was formed on the genocide and dispossession of Aboriginal people. That's not something in my humanity that I feel comfortable in celebrating. And so I guess that's on the conscience of everyone that feels okay about celebrating.
Some protesters want Australia Day to be abolished and are pushing for increased recognition of dispossession and genocide. Auntie Diana Travis is an Aboriginal elder and says Australia needs to unite to deal with its past.
Yes, it is an emotional day because it is now time for action. No more talking, no more of the government avoiding us or dismissing us anymore. It is time for action. And if we want to go on a journey together, people should not be feeling uncomfortable now about the history of Australia. We need to come together and deal with it.
Earlier, a dawn service was held in Melbourne at the burial site of 38 Victorian Aboriginal people. Former Victorian MP Lydia Thorpe, who was the first Aboriginal woman elected to the state parliament, says she was surprised by the turnout.
I just never expected this many people to be coming out at, 5 o'clock in the morning and standing in solidarity with us.
Thousands of campaigners also attended a rally in Brisbane, chanting "Always was and always will be Aboriginal land." Pacific Islander Nala Tokyo-Law told NITV she thinks it's important to honour Indigenous people and their culture.
We need sovereignty for the Indigenous people here, and that's why we're here today, to support as the Pacific Climate Warriors and just as an Australian-born Pacific Islander as well.
Protesters at the Perth rally told NITV they want to come up with a way forward to resolve the Change the Day debate. In Sydney, activist Gavin Stanbrook said even though it's a day of grief, it's important for Indigenous Australians not to give up hope.
Today is a day of mourning, but it's also a day of resistance and a day of defiance and a day of standing up and actually showing that we're still alive, we're still here, and that we're going to be fighting the oppression that we experience in this country all the way. And so, looking behind me now with this excellent rally, obviously, this is something that needs to happen more.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Indigenous Affairs Minister Ken Wyatt, and Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese have all said Australia Day should remain on the 26th of January. Mr. Wyatt says instead of rallying to move the date, Australians should engage in a new generation of truth-telling. Evan Young, SBS News.